Come, little brother. My head is ringing like a bee tree, said a sullen little voice over their heads, and Mowgli slid down a tree trunk very angry and indignant. Tell Bagheera, then, the master words of the jungle that I have taught thee this day.
Master words for which people? Said Mowgli, delighted to show off. The jungle has many tongues. I know them all.
Well, say the word for the hunting peoples, then, great scholar.
We be of one blood, ye and I, said Mowgli,
giving the words the bear accent which all the hunting people use. Good. Now for the birds. Mowgli repeated, with the kite's whistle at the end of the sentence. Now for the snake people, said Bagheera. The answer was a perfectly indescribable hiss, and Mowgli kicked up his feet behind, clapped his hands together to applaud himself, and jumped onto Bagheera's back, where he sat sideways, drumming with his heels on the glossy skin and making the worst faces he could think of at Baloo.
No one, then, is to be feared, Baloo wound up, patting his big furry stomach with pride.
Except his own tribe, said Bagheera under his breath.
Mowgli had been trying to make himself heard by pulling at Bagheera's shoulder fur and kicking hard. When the two listened to him, he was shouting at the top of his voice, And so I shall have a tribe of my own and lead them through the branches all day long.
Mowgli, said Baloo, thou hast been talking with the Bandar Log, the monkey people.
Mowgli looked at Bagheera to see if the panther was angry too, and Bagheera's eyes were as hard as jade stones.